I'm joined now by Stuart Shepherd, who is one of the four members of the Wrekin Roars, a four-man crew currently taking part in the Talisker Whisky Atlantic Challenge, which is a 3,000-mile row across the Atlantic Ocean. They're doing it to raise money for RNIB and the Severn Hospice. And having set off on December the 12th, you're closing in on the finish line. How are you feeling, first of all?
It's going well and badly at the same time. We've had a lot of issues as we've been going along, so you might have heard that we got struck by Marlin. So we've now got a hole in the boat packed with a sandwich box lid.
And how's that holding up?
Well, pretty good now. The repair itself is as good as we could make it, considering we're in the middle of the Atlantic. And the hole's quite big, so it's not like a tiny little pinprick of a hole. So we're managing it, and managing it okay. We're beginning to pick a bit of speed back up. But it's probably going to cost us four more days of rowing, because of the extra weight we're carrying in the boat and the water that we're having to displace all the time.
And can you describe for us what the Marlin attack was like? I know this is your first time doing a challenge like this, all of you. It must have been quite a terrifying ordeal.
Well, the Marlin attack was phenomenal in terms of, you wouldn't believe that. We're a 28-foot boat, weighing, well, probably 850-900 kilos. So we're a fairly reasonable size. I was rowing with the other ship, Richard, and when this thing hit, literally the boat practically stopped in the water. And the spike of the Marlin went through the bottom of the boat, through a 2.5-foot locker, and through onto the deck itself. So there was a small hole on the deck where it pissed there as well. And the Marlin managed to free itself and get away, which we're glad about. You know, we didn't want the Marlin to be damaged. But the whole thing was just phenomenal. How much, it was like I've been in a car crash almost, I suspect. And the damage that's inside there, when we went into locker number one, there's about a 3.5-inch hole in the boat where the Marlin came through. And not only that, it was very close to the sea with locker number two. So locker number two would start to leak as well. We had two lockers compromised by this as well. And it was difficult to actually get a solution into it. But we're there, and the positive side of all of that is we believe that this has been a real trigger point to get people interested in what we're doing and pay the money, which is fantastic.
It's a shame the Marlin attack happened when it did, because you were doing ever so well.
Well, I mean, we are in a race, of course, but our objective all along was to row the best race that we could and finish wherever we finished, and that is still the same objective that we got. So we were looking actually fantastic. We were rowing really, really well. We were challenging for ninth place in the race itself, and perhaps finishing in as fast as 38 days, which was unbelievable. You know, probably 12 days ahead of where our expectations were. Once we got the Marlin strike, we're now probably going up in about 15th place. Still rowing as hard as we can for everybody back home, but we're probably going to be coming in at just over 41 days.
And what's your spirits like now then, so close to the finish line, having gone through Marlin attacks, damage to the boat, rough weather, rough sea, lack of sleep?
I think it actually ups and downs of the way that you feel personally are very hard. I got dehydrated during the first week, which meant you go into quite a perilous state yourself. You're very down and you're not functioning properly, and so it took a little while to get over that. But the emotional roller coaster is probably even harder than the physical roller coaster that you've got. I mean, physically, this is tough. Now, I'd like to put some cream on the cake, because there's no way saying it. This is the toughest thing I have ever done in my life. And although to some extent you get a bit more used to just having 2 hours break and then 2 hours exercise and rowing again, you get somewhat used to that. It is just entirely draining. And then when you have setbacks, like we have a setback right now where our water maker has stopped working. And to fix that, we've got to stop rowing, try and do various things. And all of that costs time and will delay it even further getting Antigua. So it can be very demoralising. So the mental side of it is equally tough as the physical side of this.
Now, the sea sounds nice and calm at the moment, but what have the seas been like? That must have been a shock to the system, those big waves.
Well, the waves, we're in a reasonably calm day, but we had waves that are 20 foot high coming at us. So when you're sat and you're rowing, of course, you're facing the back of the boat because you're going backwards. And when the waves are coming towards you, you're boat is about 3 foot high out of the water itself, and you've got a wave that is 6-7 times the height of the boat coming straight at you. And sometimes it will push the boat along, as many times as it's crashed over the boat, and we've been thrown off our seat into the gullies of the boat itself. I mean, there's one night I was rowing, a freak wave came along, leaned into the side of the boat, so I was off my feet. My shoes were still in the foot straps. I had to get up, you soaked through, put your feet back in there, literally pick the oars up, and another wave came and did exactly the same thing again. So it's quite challenging.
Now, talking of challenges, I remember Stuart Richards, your visually impaired crew member, he was a bit concerned about potentially missing contact from home, but thanks to the up-to-date kit you've got, that's not really been an issue.
Yeah, we've been very lucky, actually, with the equipment that we brought with us and we used, that we've been able to contact our families via, like we're doing now on satellite phones. And that has been a massive help to be able to talk to family, for me to talk to my wife and my daughters, and friends as well. You know, friends can be a great asset sometimes when you don't want to chat necessarily about what you're doing, just what's happening in the outside world can be a real lift to you and a distraction, I suppose, in some way. So the communication has been essential to keep us sane. I can't imagine what it would be like without having that contact. It must be very, very lonely.
Well, it's a fantastic challenge that you guys have taken on. For anyone that would like to sponsor you, how can they do that? Because you're raising some valuable money for RNIB and the Severn Hospice.
Well, you can go to our website, which is reekin-rowers.com, and reekin is spelled reekin-rowers.com, and you can /donate, and you can donate through our site. People of our hometown of Wellington is Alfred, and they've been out in the square, hundreds of people turned up to sing the sea shanty that we've written. So Martin Skin, one of the crew, wrote a sea shanty, and if you actually go onto our website or our Facebook page, you can listen to a copy of sea shanty itself. But hundreds of people came out to actually sing the sea shanty for us as a group, and the choir in Telford sang the sea shanty as well. And what that has meant is the money that we've raised is now over £93,000, just short of the £100,000 target, and really, really crossing our fingers that we get through that soon.
Well, Stuart, we're going to let you get back to it. Thanks ever so much for giving us an insight into what it's actually like to be out there. Probably good we've got you on a calm day for the sound levels. And we'll talk to you in a few days when you get back on dry land. But Stuart Shepherd and the other crew members, Stuart Richards, Gary Richards and Martin Skeen, thanks very much for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio, and good luck with the rest of the race.
That's great, Barry. Again, thank you for your interest in us and following it up with your listeners as well. We appreciate everybody who's taking the time to either give us some of their time, to just follow us and take an interest. It's absolutely fantastic, and we really, really appreciate it. So thank you.